This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 198. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. And we have guests from the Cubs Out Loud podcast. Hey guys!
Hey!
All right, it's good that you guys got to join me. Okay, one by one. First of all, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
That's me.
Yes.
Also known as Buck Puppy on practically everything.
Uh huh. And John, Kudzu Cub.
Yes.
All right.
Kudzu Cub, yes, a.k.a. John John.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tim Cub. Tim, hey, Tim.
Right. Hey, everybody, it's Tim Cub.
All right, so welcome, guys. I got you guys in the show at last. Okay, so a little history about you guys. Okay, what's up with Box Tech, Jeff? Why Box Tech?
Well, okay, there's there's a story behind this. When I first started getting to the internet and everything, way back in 1999, I had to figure out a handle for myself. Well, at the time, my favorite band was Garbage, and they had a really cool song
with
called
a small
My Lover's Box. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, capital G on some of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But they have a song called My Lover's Box, and that was one of my favorite songs.
Ah, okay.
So I was using the screen name My Lover's Box, and where I couldn't use that, I added YLSF or You Look So Fine at the end of that. So My Lover's Box YLSF when needed, My Lover's Box in general.
I see.
And then I found, well, first I came out to myself and figured out I was gay. Then I figured it. Then while searching around, trying to find the guys that I liked, I found out about the bear community. Mm-hmm. And there was a Yahoo Club, if you remember the whole club thing way back when. I think it was Bear Youth. That it was called, and it said for bears, cubs, otters, and puppies.
Okay.
And so I inquired, what the hell is a puppy? And he said, well, it's like the cub version of an otter or the otter version of a cub.
Okay.
So,
Box puppy.
So I was like, oh, at that time, I was a little bit thinner than I am now. And and I was like, oh,
really?
So I'm a puppy.
You're a puppy.
So I consider myself okay. A puppy.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, now I need to figure out a handle that kind of goes with that. So My Lover's Box Puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Box Puppy.
They've always been Box Puppy since then, okay.
Wow. Then the whole Box Tech thing was kind of Box Tech thing, which is what I am on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a tech blog called Box Tech on WordPress.
And you guys have been blogging for a long time. You have been blogging for a long time too, right?
I've been blogging that long, honestly.
I think we all have. Like, I think we're all on LJ, right? At least.
Oh yeah, live journal.
I know.
Yeah.
That all three of us have LJ accounts.
How come you're not my friends? Listen, LJ.
Oh, yeah, we need to change that.
Shall be now.
Okay, sure.
Shall be now. Seriously.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, you were saying, Jeff.
Well, and then the Box Tech thing just kind of came out of that. I kind of got the whole thing is that everything with me deals with Box, and then I can have a mm-hmm. additional word to go with it. So in regards to technology, which I'm really a fan of, like I listen to a whole bunch of different tech podcasts. In fact, that's like 80% of my podcasts that I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's Box Tech.
Yeah.
So that's how my games came around.
Maybe they should make a song, you know, Dick in the Box Tech, for you.
Well, you know, I gotta be honest with you. We know that Jeffrey loves box. I mean, he really loves his box.
Oh, okay. I'm impressed. Let's talk about that off air. Okay, how about you, John? Your name just really reminds me of my ex, actually, because my ex's name is John, and I used to call him John too. So,
Part of it is the whole John part. My friend, who's not speaking to me right now because she's a Hillary supporter.
That's right. Okay.
But she's a really good friend of mine. She's like a sister to me. We're just kind of not talking right now because of that. she just, you know, affectionately called me John, and it kind of separated me from the other Johns, because there's Johns everywhere. So, mm-hmm. And I always, you know, with my friends or not, I always sign my name JJ. So that's where John came. As for Kudzu Cub.
Yeah, Kudzu Cub. Where did that come from?
That came from, my friends Blake and Brian, which Tim met last 2 weeks ago when they came from Atlanta to visit. We were actually doing a trip. I believe it was Knoxville or Chattanooga, one of the two. Irish Chub, Dan, we were visiting him in his park.
Irish Chub. I'm a fan of his.
He's a cutie.
I have his DVD. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I got this.
Actually, I do too. It is kind of weird. I can't watch it because he's my friend. But anyway, we were there. We were actually playing, of all things, Trivial Pursuit. The question was, this plant grows in abundance in Atlanta, Georgia. I think it was specific to Atlanta, which was kind of weird. And I mean, being from Atlanta, I was like, wait, I know what it is. It's kudzu. I mean, everyone who lives in Atlanta knows it's kudzu. Kudzu grows everywhere in Atlanta. It just goes everywhere. I mean, and I should have known it, and they kind of just looked at me. And anyway, it's an inside joke, and they decided to christen me Kudzu Cub after that. And the thing about kudzu, it's an Asian vine.
I'm Asian. Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Atlanta, and Atlanta's known for this kudzu, so it's multiple meanings.
Kudzu Cub. So you're all over. Yeah. You've been all over.
Yeah, once I get a hold of you, I'm all over you. How about that?
Okay. I'm all over you.
Okay.
I'm all over you. Yeah, baby.
Damn you. Got me that song in my head.
All right.
Okay, how about you, Tim? Well, Tim Cub. What can I say? That's what
you've
been using.
I wonder where that came from.
Yeah. Where did you get your name?
Well, I started calling myself Tim Cub, I guess, when I started chatting on gay.com. I'd started out in Austin room at gay.com, just calling myself Tim. And then there were apparently a couple other Tims in the room too. And so I decided I'd switch my handle to NW Cub. I was living in the northwest part of Austin at that time. Then I just decided to combine the two and came up with Tim Cub. So I've been Tim Cub pretty much ever since.
Ah, okay. And like I said before, I left you a message on the Cubs Out Loud website about, you know, I met you, Tim. You know, you were part of the, you won something at Bear Watch and you went to the stage or something.
That's true. I think I was part of the Cub auction and, had been bought by the DJ there at the bar there at Bear Watch that year, and a lot of fun with him.
That may have been the same night that my partner was auctioned off to. I think about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I think that was.
I think it was 2003. I think.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh my.
It's been a long time. Okay, so let's talk about the podcast. It's very new. You guys started a few weeks ago. No, a few months ago.
Yeah, a couple months.
Okay, so
episode 12.
Episode 12 now. You guys do once a week, right? One a week.
Right, we certainly try to.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me, what got you guys started? Tell the audience how you started.
I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but honestly, it was me.
Oh, okay. And you just pulled over Tim and
let's
John.
Let's get something straight, though. He likes to toot his own horn.
It's true he does, but it is also true that that the podcast was largely Jeff's idea to begin with. But
no, that was a double entendre. Get it?
Uh-huh. Oh, hello. Anyway. I have to give you my number. Hello.
So even earlier in 2007, when I first found out about podcasts, I had been listening to podcasts, especially Bear Podcast. Mm-hmm. That podcast for Bears and Cubs. I'm not sure if you heard about them.
I know. I've never heard of it. Okay.
There was this podcast called Bear Podcast, and then some of the people I kind of knew from when I was living in Minnesota. There's these guys, Shannon Grady, Kurt, Jason, and Joel. I didn't really ever met Joel, but I did talk with Kurt, Jason, and Shannon before. They did this other podcast. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's called B-Talk.
I've never heard of them either.
You know, I heard of that podcast, but
it's actually a pretty kind of cool one.
It's terrible. I mean, they love.
Oh my god! Them combined, they're gonna crush us, guys. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Then of course, there's. I also listened to a whole bunch of tech podcasts. I really got into this podcasting thing. I really wanted to do one, and I kind of was like, you know, when Carl gets better, we'll go and we'll make a little podcast, the two of us, and it'll be kind of fun. And well, that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but I still wanted to do some sort of podcast. I'm like doing a podcast by myself. I tried doing a podcast. I'm all into World of Warcraft, so I thought. Well, I was listening to all these World of Warcraft podcasts. I thought I'd do a kind of a brief that kind of went over all of these, kind of a mixture of geek brief and wild podcasting, mm-hmm. to say what the shows were, and well, that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
I did a few shows and stopped that, but I still wanted to do some sort of podcast. So later on, I go to Tim and I said, "Tim, why don't we do a podcast?"
And I think we were at the TGI Fridays playing trivia at the time.
And we were having
random conversations. We were just having like a random conversation, just conversing about like nothing. I mean, it was like Seinfeld. We talked about nothing.
You talk about
absolutely.
Nothing.
But we found ourselves fascinating, and so.
But you all Skype in.
We should totally
right?
record this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what happened is later on. I was on a live journal and I posted to a couple of the communities. I'm like, I want to do a Bear podcast. Does anybody want to join me? And John was like, yes, I want to do one. He was all for it. And so, then I'm like, okay, we need to figure out how to set this up, but blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Eventually, I created the blog on WordPress.com first.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was broadcasted that way first. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you use FeedBurner? You should use FeedBurner.
No, I don't. I just use everything directly from the Podshow site.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you're a Podshow guy.
It's mm-hmm. Yeah, I just find Podshow is easy to use. It's a free service. Anybody can use it. And I like a whole bunch of the Podshow podcasts, like Geek Break, I adore.
Are you turning straight on us? It's Kelly Lewis. You find
I know,
her sexy?
But no, I don't find her sexy. I find actually, she is kind of sexy, but totally not my type. Mm-hmm. But she's like your best girlfriend. You know, she's like the techie fag hag that I've been dreaming of. Not to say anything bad about my friend Rachel. I love her to death, but you know, I don't see her too often. Long story.
And but, she's not podcast.
Yeah, she doesn't podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
But how about Patrick Norton from TechZilla? He's woofy.
Oh my god,
Patrick Norton! When I found out about ELTV, I was immediately.
Me too, actually. It's great that you know these podcasts came out that you know they went away from ZDNet and now they're doing their own. They have ELTV and they have Revision 3 and having the same people from Tech TV coming in.
I mean, wait. Actually, Maynard, they kind of had to. On a side note, the whole ZDNet, they kind of had to leave. It's kind of crumbling on its own. They filed bankruptcy like a month ago. Mm-hmm. So they saw the signs on the wall, and you know, people like Patrick and stuff like that is like, I'm out of here. So
yeah.
Well, DLTV and Cranky Geeks are still going, and I think they're still going strong. DLTV has kind of dropped a little since both Patrick
and Roger left.
But still, I think it's pretty. DLTV is still a pretty good show, and I still really like Cranky Geeks.
Yeah. So. I don't like what is his name? Roger.
Robert Heron.
I don't like him too much. So.
Oh, why not?
I don't know.
Oh, he's a speedy.
I like Patrick. So I follow him at Revision.
Well, Patrick
3.
Is hotter.
Yeah,
Patrick
he is.
Is just.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of which, Veronica Bellman is going to be joining him on Revision on Techzilla.
Oh, is it going to be permanent now? She's going to be permanent.
Yeah,
now?
She's going to be permanent. She left Mahalo because they wanted her to move to LA, and she didn't want to move. She wanted to stay in San Francisco, and she wanted to do more tech stuff.
What more to do with Techzilla in Revision 3? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And apparently she's doing some other projects too, but she hasn't announced those yet. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
We veered away. All right, so go back to Cubs Out Loud because you know you're the feature for this episode of Bear Podcast. So what did you guys talk about? In case people don't know yet,
can we interject now?
Yeah. Okay. Go.
Well, the other thing is that it's not just that all three of us are podcast lovers and. Whatnot. I don't know about Jeffrey, but you know when he brought up the idea, I was thinking, you know, I think it's a great idea because I think it's a natural evolution. I think it kind of started with you, Nard, and you know, I was thinking, why not have? Because I mean, you're catering to a specific part of the community, and like I say, it kind of evolves. And I'm thinking, I think it's a great idea to do one. It's not Cub centric, of course, but it's kind of like. It's just another extension of the community, I guess, in terms of the podcasting. So I thought it was a great idea. And I thought, too, that, you know, when we were discussing how to do the show, mm-hmm. like we didn't want to do what everyone else was kind of doing. We kind of wanted to mix it up a little bit. Like, for instance, yours has a kind of a PSA feel, too. It's a definite podcast, but you know you do a good service to the community in general. The B Talk Bears, let's be real, they talk about random shit. there's no specific, you know, which is fine for them. It works for them.
It's a very good thing. It's true.
Random shit is always good.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like random, and we're thinking, you know, we don't want to be completely random, but at the same time, we kind of want to have. Kind of like what you do, kind of PSA announcements or something like that for the community. So we kind of, I guess, you know, when we were talking about it, we're thinking, why don't we just kind of meld the two? So we, like, for instance, we always do stuff like for the Bearpalooza stuff and what was the other thing? The Bears on the Run show a while ago. And stuff like that. I mean, and of course, we have particular segments that we do that we thought was kind of cute and funny, like Bad Bear Profiles, which I totally stole from other people, namely Mikey Bear in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I love him. And Mikey Bear is just such an awesome guy.
Oh, my gosh. Let's not get started with that. He's awesome.
Have you met him before?
Are you kidding me? Of course.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mikey Bear, he's always everywhere, every bear run I know.
Unfortunately, I was one of his many cubs. How about that?
I see. Okay.
Anyway, we also do stuff like What the Fuck Weekly, just kind of mix it up, kind of have fun with it. And I mean, there's a different direction to it. And sometimes we have themes. We did a music theme. We did a food theme. Mm-hmm. We did a whole bear thing. Oh my gosh, that music one was long.
It was long.
It's true. I have to admit, we do tend to run a little long, sometimes almost to an hour and a half almost.
Yeah.
But, indeterminate length.
Usually.
It's true. It is a fairly indeterminate length.
I do have to say that when I was coming up with the idea of the show, what I wanted to do with the show, mm-hmm. I ended up kind of stealing stuff from other podcasts, like Buzz Out Loud, which is a podcast of indeterminate length. Uh-huh. And Mac Break Weekly, which always ends our shows with picks. Mm-hmm. Well, we end our shows with picks, except I took it instead of Mac-ish, software-ish type stuff, which they do on Mac Break Weekly, to just anything.
It's true, and our picks do tend to be fairly random.
Yeah, it's okay. As long as it's random and everything. It's, you know, eventually you'll be trimming it down and probably,
Have you been listening to the show?
No, you're not going to trip it down. No.
Well, how about this though? I mean, I guess it depends on what Jeffrey likes to do. I mean, he kind of likes to do it all natural, so he does very little editing, if any, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, like right now, I'm not wearing any pants.
That's right.
There you go.
Show your box. Yeah.
Love your box, Jeffrey.
Okay, I have a question for Tim.
Yes.
How much do you drink? What's your favorite drink?
Somehow I've got this reputation as a drinker, and yeah. I have no idea where it comes from. I really don't. but I think there was an episode a couple episodes ago where I tried to go a week without having anything to drink, and I was indeed successful at doing that.
Successful.
However, it was a little boring, I found, without alcohol. So how much do I drink?
That was an interesting question. Actually, wait. Before we do, Tim, I want to tell you why. Is because we had a mini intervention.
Oh, you did. You should do a podcast, intervention thing and record
that
it.
That's not an intervention.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, but do remember that when the NAR was our guest on our podcast, I asked you what you were drinking, like Scotch on the Rocks, and you're like, I'm not drinking Scotch on the Rocks. I'm drinking Scotch neat. Do you remember that?
Indeed. Ice does not belong in Scotch.
Okay. You don't like it that way. The truth comes out.
And you realize that I'm the one who does the Beer Cub podcast.
And you like drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody's actually been noticed that in the Cubs Out Loud blog, I've been posting the episodes for Beer Cub.
Mm-hmm. It's all about beer. Actually, yeah. It's what you do last time.
Yeah, it's just like, just an episode where I just talk about one of the beers from, and actually, I'm getting these beers all from the Dignation Beer Club.
Oh, okay.
So I'm receiving them once a month, and I just received my next set of four types of beers, three bottles of each. So
you like leveling it up. You like leveling up.
Mm-hmm. See, and I really like. I find that people. That most bears and people in general don't really understand that there's more to beer than just Bud. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, actually, my partner is a big Bud drinker. But what I'm liking lately is the Shiner Bock drink.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
I've been liking that a lot.
That's stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my standard. I've been doing it. When I'm going out, is going to Shiner. What my standard while I was in Minnesota was actually a Wisconsin beer called Lenin Kugel's Honey Weiss, mm-hmm. which is actually very different than Shiner. And there's all sorts of different types of beers. In fact, I've been listening to another podcast called Beer School, which the whole theory is trying to get people to learn to like more than one type of beer because there's many beers to like. Some of them are made right down the street, and others have to travel half the world to get to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I just said the entire thing that they say at the beginning of the show.
All right.
Those episodes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, on the topic of beer, real quick, I mean, if you go to, like, Germany or other European places, I mean, if you think about the quality of beer, I remember... oh, gosh, I forgot what his name. Anyway, from Germany, it's like, you know, your stuff is pretty much like swill, you know, and it is. If you think like Bud and just your regular beer, I mean, there's other great types of beer, but there's certain things that we do to beer just doesn't optimize the flavor. Like, for instance, beer is not supposed to be technically ice cold. It's supposed
to
be at a temp.
Oh,
room temperature? Either. No,
it depends. It depends if it depends,
well, it depends
on the
beer. True, like, but in
general, like ales should mm-hmm. be colder. They should be kind of the lower, maybe the 30 to 40 degrees. Well,
I haven't really tried a warm beer before. And the only thing that I really experienced a warm beer is really, you know, if it's here in Houston, it gets warm.
That's
just
it, though. I forgot who I was talking to. It was a beer aficionado. But anyway, he basically said that there are certain flavors in the beer that you pretty much won't taste it if it's ice cold.
That's true.
Ah, okay.
I would say above, like, around, like, 40 to 50 degrees. I think he said 51 degrees. I think he was very specific. But, like, it's not warm by any means. It's just not freezing.
Well, and lagers, lagers are like the beers that actually tend to go better as a warmer beer, like 50 to 60 degrees. And I do have to agree with that. There's some beers that I pour out and then I just leave it sitting there for a few minutes.
And then you drink it when it warms up.
Right, but not when it's like warm. But when it's
I like ice cold. I don't know. I maybe I just got used to it.
Now there's some beers. No. Some beers that are good when they're ice cold.
That's true.
I was listening to a beer school episode the other day, and most of the beers that they this one episode, and some of them were just like craptastic beers, you know. Mm-hmm. But they were better. They were actually taste decent when they were freezing cold. Mm-hmm. I wish I remember what the name of the episode was.
Well, how about this? If you think about the type of beers that taste great, because the thing about the whole not drinking beer at a particular temperature is because of the flavorings. So if the beer doesn't taste all that great, but if you freeze it and you really can't taste the stuff in it, maybe that's why, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, right.
Are you guys all beer drinkers? And Tim is not
lawnmower beers. That's what the name of the episode is.
I enjoy beer, and I enjoy wine, and I enjoy the hard alcohol, too. I'll drink practically anything, frankly.
I like wine.
I'm a liquor or wine person myself.
Wine is
then
good.
There's mead. Then there's mead, like the Carl Memorial Brew Queen Mead that my friend John McGuire brewed.
They're in Austin?
My friend... my friend John McGuire.
He's here in Austin.
He made some.
Commercially available, but
He just makes his own. You know what? I just remembered. A friend of mine, one of my best friends, gave me a beer kit, and I actually want to brew some beer here at home. I want to try it. Have you guys tried any homebrewed beer that you did it yourself at home?
I have not. Although I did have a former roommate who used to make his own wine. And some of his wines were pretty good, actually, I have to say.
I see.
But I haven't tried that myself.
Yeah, that's one of the things I want to do. I want to try that. Try making my own beer.
Just remember, when you're making a beer, it's not necessarily going to be great the first time you do it. And when you try again, don't necessarily try to shoot for another beer. Try making the same type of beer but improving it. Finding out what you did wrong the first time. And improving your beer. Sorry, I went into beer school information again.
Now we went to beers now. Anyway, okay. Hey, guys, we're going to take a break and play some commercials. How's that? Okay.
Woo!
Okay.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive Bear Watch 9 booty camp training, you will be a bear. But until that day, you are Brazilian mountain goats. Because I am hard on you all the time, you will not like me. But you will like it when I am hard and in you. The more you can take it, the more you will enjoy it. However hard I might be, I am fair. I use a good water spit for lube.
Sir, yes, sir.
You there, what are you grinning about, Private? You look like some kind of junk with that raspberry lip gloss on.
Sir, yes, sir. As funny and queer as they come, sir.
Holy dog crap. Are you from Texas? Only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Joker. And you don't look much like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you know how to do a proper Texas pinning?
Sir, yes, sir.
Get over and show these other worthless goats how it's done. Private Gomer File, tell the rest of these worthless untrained goats how they can join our merry little booty camp in Galveston, Texas.
Sir, yes, sir. Golly, come join our platoon May 16th to 18th in Galveston, Texas for Bear Watch 9 Booty Camp. You can find more information at our online recruiting station, www.bearwatch.net. You can register and get all your questions answered there. Our host hotel again this year is Inn at the Water Park, sir.
We want new recruits. Get online and get registered now at www.bearwatch.net. I want to see each of you in my platoon for basic bear training May 16th through 18th in Galveston, Texas. Private Joker, if I feel good.
All right, we're back. Okay, so again, we're here with the Cubs Out Loud. Jeff,
hey, everybody.
John, and Tim. Okay, what we're going to do now is something I've thought whenever I have a group like this. I would like to. I wanted to try something different. we're gonna play a game.
All right.
Okay. We're gonna play a game. Okay. It's actually about 10 questions. Did I have 10 questions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions. And whoever gets the answer, the most answers, win. And then we'll just have a sudden death game later. Something like that.
Is this like, wait, don't tell me where we're playing for a listener? Or is this something we're actually playing for ourselves?
We're just gonna play. Excellent. For yourselves. Okay. Right. And the winner would be maybe a date with Venice Cup. How's that?
Hey, wait a minute. I'm getting a partner. Oh. Oh, I thought you had a partner. You said that on the last show.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh, damn.
I commented on that.
Yeah, I know.
down.
Okay. Okay. Sure. How are we gonna do it? So the first one since it's a good thing you guys have a single syllable names, you can just blurt out your name. So instead of a buzzer, we don't have a buzzer. So you're gonna say your name. Okay, Jeff, okay. John, or Tim. Right. Okay, so that's your buzzer. All right, so you just need to answer the next questions, and here we go.
Wait.
Who is the bearish host of Techzilla?
John.
Jeff.
John.
I got it first. It would be Patrick Norton.
All right, 1 point. Can you keep score, guys? I don't have a pen here.
Okay, I'll keep score.
Yeah, keep score. Okay, keep score. All right, next question. What is James Bond's favorite drink?
Jeff.
Tim.
Jeff?
Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
All right. Wait, is it vodka martini?
Yes, it's a vodka martini.
See, I thought it was gin martini.
Oh,
what's a vodka martini?
I should have known that. You know what I thought you said?
What?
James Bond, like B-U-N.
Why in the world?
But that's not the point.
Okay, so who's got the point?
It's Jeff.
He got it? Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, next.
What?
What? Are you... Okay, are you guys ready? Okay, I'm going to go. It is thin. It is light. It runs Mac OS X Leopard.
John.
Tim.
John.
MacBook Air?
MacBook Air.
Hey, that's wrong. Yay! That's silver. White would be in the MacBook.
No. Light. As in light. Oh. It's very
light.
Damn
it! Gotcha.
It is thin. It is light. It's very light. Oh, these are going to be, you know, pretty easy questions. So, okay, what's next? Oh, okay, here we go. Next question. Ooh, who got that? John did, right?
John.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Where in Kansas did Clark Kent grow up?
Jeff? Smallville.
Smallville.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to be lame questions. Guys, come on. Tim, have you scored anything?
Tim, it's 4 questions in. You haven't gotten one yet.
What? Yeah. All right. I knew most of them.
Oh, yeah. This is really easy.
It's close to the James Bond one. Okay. But you would have guessed it wrong anyways.
Oh, that's true.
All right. Let's go to next. What does WYSIWYG mean?
Tim.
Jeff.
Tim. There you go, Tim.
What you see is what you get.
All right. 1 point for Tim.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. You're on the board.
What's the score? What's the score now?
2-1-2.
John.
Okay. 2-1-2.
Yeah, two.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. This should be easy, okay? All right. Who is our favorite porn actor?
Tim.
Jeff.
Tim.
Damn it.
He knows. The complete question is, who is our favorite porn actor who starred in California Bears and Bear Essentials by Bear Films and now has a boyfriend for 2 years? Okay. All right, Tim. Okay.
Wow. We're even now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Three-way tie.
All right, all right, all right.
It's a three-way.
Okay, here we go. In Christmas songs, Quiet Evening can be another title for what song?
Tim.
Damn it!
Silent Night.
Silent Night. Yeah, you would know. You're in the choir, right? You.
Of course. The Capitol City Men's Chorus.
Silent Night, Quiet Evening.
There you go. See,
lame.
I know it's lame. Sorry, it's lame.
But hey, I'm winning, and that's the point.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next question. Who is the singer-songwriter in B-Talk?
John.
Jeff. Tim.
John.
Would be Shannon Grady.
All right.
Of course, I would know that one. I'm his biggest fan. Hello.
Oh, okay. Oh, speaking of Shannon Grady.
I met him before he did.
Oh, okay. Oh, you guys met him at Bears and Run, right? Okay.
Yes, when he was here in Austin.
Oh. I met him when I was living
in Minneapolis.
Oh, that's right.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Is he working there at the bar, too, before when you saw him?
He was actually working at a different bar, I think.
Ah, okay. Okay, so speaking with Shannon Grady, you guys heard about this, maybe. Bears on the Run in Toronto was postponed.
Yeah, okay.
So everybody out there, sorry for the people from Toronto. So you just need to watch them probably in Buffalo. But right now, I think they're playing at Buffalo as we are recording here right now. And they can be redeemed. Your tickets for Toronto can be redeemed in other cities if you wanted to. Or you can, it can be refunded to you guys. So everybody out there listening, sorry for the Bears. Oh, I actually was talking to Kendall about it, and he said that, yeah, there were problems at the border. So
that's tragic.
No. Yeah, it is. I'll tell you guys offline. All right, next question. How many dwarves did Cinderella have?
Tim.
Jeff.
Tim.
Seven.
Oi!
Who's next? Who's next?
That was Tim.
It's him.
What's your answer? Wrong.
Seven. I say zero.
Is Jeff dead? Jeff got it then. Okay, zero. Cinderella didn't have dwarves.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
Hey,
it's Snow White.
You're such a lame old Maynard.
I'm sorry. Okay. What's the score now? What's the score?
3-3-3.
Oh, my God. Okay. Here we go. Last question. Okay, here we go. What do you call the upcoming event by the Heart of Texas Bears in Austin?
Jeff.
Jeff, got it.
The Unrun.
The Heart of Texas Bears Unrun. All right. So, So who? It's pretty lame. I'm sorry. It's really lame.
I'm angry.
But this was awesome.
You love it? Well, you won. Of course it's awesome. Okay. Actually, I need to do a plug on that one. So instead of November, the guys at Heart of Texas Bears are moving the Unrun to coincide with their 10th anniversary party. And wow, PSA, huh? How do you like that? Okay, so the Heart of Texas Bears have been an official club since 1998. To celebrate, in April of 2008, we're going to have a big anniversary party weekend, which will include the Unrun fun, including the Mr. Heart of Texas Bear Contest. It's going to be on April 25 to 27. And the website is heartoftexasbears.org/unrun if you guys are going to go to Austin. Are you guys going?
I certainly look forward to it myself.
Mm-hmm. Actually, and actually, during the Heart of Texas Bears Unrun is actually going to be the Lone Star Bears Beer Bust. It's actually going to be part. I don't know the exact how it exactly is working, but I was talking to Peter at the last beer bust I was at, and he said that because it was like the same weekend, scheduled for the same weekend as the Unrun, it was kind of somewhat incorporated into it. But the Lone Star Bears are a great group of bears as well.
That's true.
So there is crossover between the two. The Lone Star Bears are a little bit different a group, but they're all great bears either way.
The guys from Lone Star Bears, I don't know because the ones who always come to Bear Watch is Heart of Texas Bears. But
Some of them might actually be part of the Lone Star Bears as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is some crossover. Like I'm a member of the Heart of Texas Bears, and I'm also a member of the Lone Star Bears.
What's the difference between the two?
Of us are. So.
Well, I think the Lone Star Bears are fairly new as an organization. I think the first event they did was TBRU last year. As a group, I think they did one of the happy hours there, but the vibe is just kind of different between the two of them. It's some of the same people, but a lot of different people as well. And both of them are excellent groups. I think the Lone Star Bears are a little more informal as a group, but they're both.
And that's I was talking with Peter about this. And it really is two different types of groups. Mm-hmm. The Heart of Texas Bears are more organized. You know, they actually have people sign up and become members, and they give out cards, and you have to pay to become a member.
They have a structure. They have a committee
structure. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, the Lone Star Bears are more like a bunch of bears that like to get together on occasion. Yeah. So. And they have, of course, their beer bust ever on the fourth. Is it the fourth Sunday or the last Sunday?
The fourth Sunday, I think. And I know the Heart of Texas Bears have their beer bust on the second Sunday, or is it so the first Sunday?
You guys go to the beer bust all the time too, right?
It's true. We do go fairly frequently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been starting our own beer bust, and actually we've kind of decided here in Houston. The Houston Air Bears also decided to do a beer bus because we do the socials on Saturday nights, third Saturdays, and I think now we're gonna do it the first Sundays of every month that we're gonna do a beer bus, because beer bus is always, I should say, profitable. It's right.
Well, and then when I was up in Minneapolis, the North Country Bears actually had their Bear Bar Night, and oh my gosh, the place would get so packed full of bears and cubs and chasers and everything. It was incredible. Unfortunately, the original bar that they were in, Trix, had to close down, so they moved it to the actual Bear Bar, the Bolt Underground, in Minneapolis. And I don't know if they've moved that or what's been going on since I left about the Oh my gosh! I went just 2 years and a few months here.
You used to live in Minneapolis. Where in Minneapolis? Minneapolis, or St. Paul? Or
I was actually in St. Paul, but I mean that's not much of a difference, honestly. Yeah. the two cities do have a slightly different vibe.
I've never been there. That's why
they're literally right next to each other. So, I mean, going over to the Eagle Bolt, the bars right next to each other and they're connected. So, for their beer bus that they have there, and it's not that far away. And I was in St. Paul in a really nice neighborhood.
I like to go there once, and, you know, visit the guys, visit Shannon, and you know.
Oh, you should. I think that every bear should visit Minneapolis. And not necessarily just to.
I don't know if you guys know Perk. You know Perk, P-E-R-K-K.
I used to go to some of his Sci-Fi Fridays.
Yes, you used to go Sci-Fi Fridays. Okay, I like to go to one of those nights. It might be fun.
It's really cool. And what I really miss, I think, is he had his dog Gwen.
His dog's name was Gwen. Okay.
Her name was Gwen, and. She's no longer with us, but she was such a wonderful Rottweiler, and it was just fun to watch Stargate and everything with a group full of bears. And I think one of the nights I went, I only went to like two or three, but one of the nights we had a bunch of teas, and he had a whole bunch of teas. John is such a great person.
Yeah, he's been listening too, and sometimes talk to him on via LiveJournal and stuff, and he's a very nice guy. I sometimes hear him at the Slice of Sci-Fi. I did tell you guys about the Slice of Sci-Fi pick that I did in your show before, right? He was there. He would leave voice messages there, and so that's how John sounds like. Because I've never heard him before. Well, I've seen some videos now posted by Jeff from Bear Nest LC. He would post videos. Oh, which reminds me, Jeff, you asked me before how to get the voicemails, voice numbers.
Yeah, how the hell?
Go to K7.net.
Is that I wasn't sure about that. I was so like, is this for reals?
It is. It's really that easy. However, you cannot get...
That's so awesome. I'm going there like after the show here.
Yeah, you cannot get you cannot get vanity phone numbers anymore, though.
No!
Yeah, because I think either they charge or they do something about it. But I was lucky to get mine. I was when it was first starting, and I was lucky to get mine. That's why it's got 206-222 bear. So, like, the others have something like geek, or they have fuck. They were able to use those.
Mom fuck.
Yeah, mom fuck. Exactly. How many of you guys listen to Don and Drew? Do all of you guys? All of you guys listen to Don and Drew?
I think I'm the only one.
Yeah, I haven't yet subscribed myself, but a lot of people who do.
Tim, you mean Tim? Okay, Tim. Yeah, because it's a very nice couple, very nice gay-friendly couple.
And, she loves bear porn.
Yeah, she always likes watching Excalibur. Oh my god! Yeah.
Hey, I got that DVD that she has too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think I have that too. The one with the fish.
The Bear Party one, right?
Yeah. Oh, Bear Party. I don't have the bear. I have the Bear Paws, but the Bear Party. Yeah.
I think she has Bear Party, but I don't remember.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Just weird.
It's funny when they were talking about showing it to their friends, and when she got friends over and. Look at that! Look at that! That's Excalibur. No, that's Roy. That's Fag Fan Roy.
We know him. We know him.
Look at him getting fisted. No, he's not getting fisted. No.
No,
he doesn't do fisting. Sorry, Roy, if you're listening.
We love you, Roy.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I guess we're gonna wrap this up. So, guys, I really enjoy having you guys in the show. It was fun.
Thanks for having us on, Leonard.
Yeah.
Oh. Come back to our show too, and we'd love to come back.
You're more than welcome.
We're probably a geek out. You know what? If only I could go to what do you call this? The Unrun. I can't. I'll be in New Orleans. I have to meet my partner Mike because it's Jazz Fest. Okay. So,
but I had to bring Mike along with you. We've got lots of jazz in Austin.
Yeah, seriously,
we got Nikia. We got
that's right,
and lots of other artists too.
I listened to that with Nakia. Oh, he's an awesome guy. I love his songs.
Is
I
it
really,
nothing but awesome?
He's a very good artist. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Nothing But?
Oh, that's the last, it's pretty good. And she's he's playing with the cousins. Is that his backup?
His backup band is called his Southern Cousins.
Southern Cousins.
So, again, yeah. His Southern Cousins. Again, Momo's on Thursday starting in May.
He's going to be a regular starting in May.
Right. Mm-hmm. On Thursday evenings at 10, I think.
Wow.
Nakia.net, Nakia.net.
Plug.
You guys got to go see him so that you can see, can hear the song all over you.
If you love him so much, why don't you marry him?
He's already married.
He's already married. He's already partnered.
It's true.
Oh my god! Whenever I read Twitter, oh my god, Jeff, you just Nakia. Oh my god! But he is
bastard,
very good.
I got his song in my head.
Yeah, actually, one of his songs when I had him in the show before. Actually, that was the top downloaded episode. Actually,
sweet.
back in last year, 2007, when I had Nakia on, and. His songs were just really great. Broken Spoke and it's pretty good. I really like his style. It's unique. I've never heard of a musician that way play that way before.
I mean, he's amazing live when he was at Egos and when he was at Ovita's. And
right,
apparently
and
Momo's is gonna be much
that.
Better. And apparently Momo's is much better than those locations. So I'm like, if he's amazing at Egos, this is going to blow my mind when he's at Momo's, because the way he said it, it's just going to be fantastic.
I've never been there. The only bar I've been there was, I don't know, Charlie's, Austin.
Yeah,
Charlie's is an okay bar. They're pretty fine.
But I don't think you can have a band there either.
Well, there are in practically any bar in Austin, you are likely to find some sort of band.
Oh, that's right.
Like the Chain Drive has now even started having music on Wednesday nights, which is just amazing to me.
Like lounge music, piano player.
No,
it's largely rock music. They've got rock bands coming in there all the time on Wednesday nights, mm-hmm. and that's in fact where the Bears on the Run played.
Yeah, are you talking about
so
the one
nice
at the back
patio there?
Mm-hmm. Hope it doesn't rain though. Is it covered?
Well, they have the Chain Drive has an inside stage, and they also use their back patio for shows sometimes.
Yeah, okay. And Bear Syndrome was at the back patio. I remember I saw the videos before.
Right,
they did it there. Yeah, I was there last year, last November actually, and checked it out. Also, this is where Bear Syndrome was, and now just I didn't hang out that much because I was there really for work, and uh-huh. I didn't want to stay too long late. I just drove there. It's a pretty nice bar. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's my favorite bar, I have to say, the China Drive is. Mm-hmm. But sorry we missed you there.
Yeah. Well, next time if I go to Austin, one of these days, I want to go. Because I do have friends there who live in, oh God, I forgot where they live. They live in the suburbs, very far, about 15 minutes away somewhere. I don't know where. But yeah, I was around 11th Street, something like that. I was in the, I forgot the hotel. Radisson, I'm not sure, but yeah, I was there for a conference, and I just went there for one evening. That's where I went to Charlie's, and I really liked the bar. You know, before you drink, you get to eat, you get to order food, you get your steak nights. What is it, Tuesdays or steak nights?
And I do know they've got pretty awesome burgers there at Charlie's as well.
Yeah, that's good. You guys always hang out there, huh? Or more in Chain Drive.
More at the Chain Drive, typically than at Charlie's, but Charlie's is a great bar as well.
Uh-huh. Yep. Wait, all of you guys are in Austin? How about right. you, John? Mm-hmm. You're in Austin too, right?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
in Austin.
So why do you guys Skype in? Why don't you guys do a meet up at Jeff's house or something?
Because we're cheap and
we're
I don't
cheap
have
and cheap.
What?
I can't afford to get a mixer and three microphones and stuff like that. So instead, we all go home, we get naked, and we do a podcast.
Nice. I need
Now, of course, once we get sponsors, then we can certainly afford to have microphones and mixers and things Aww. Like that.
And you guys can come to my place since I don't have cats anymore. So there.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. You used to have cats?
Sneeze.
Oh, somebody's allergic.
Yes, mm-hmm. I am.
Oh, well.
So we could definitely do that. But and another thing is we could be all in one place. I mean, I have a laptop. Tim has a laptop. And we could all go over to John's house and Skype. I don't know. John, do you have a laptop?
Yeah, I do. But it's pretty, yeah.
And we'd still Skype in, but we'd at least be in the same place.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So, okay, who's the winner? Who's the winner of the contest, of the
me.
Game? It's Jeff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so how can people contact and find you guys on the interwebs?
Well,
go for it, Jeff.
Go for it, Jeff.
Our website is cubsoutloud.com. You can email the show at podcast@cubsoutloud.com. We also have a MySpace page and Facebook page, which you can find right from the left-hand nav of our website. We also have our pod show page where we host our actual podcasts. And we also have a link for Odeo where you can actually record a voicemail to be sent to us already. But unfortunately, you can't call into it.
Oh.
That's why I'm wanting that phone number.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go to K7.net.
And newly, we are also listed on dig.com. So you can dig us there.
Dig us at dig.com.
Dig.com.
All right. So how about your individual accounts on LiveJournal or Bear411 or whatever? Or
Box Puppy. Just look for Box Puppy.
Yeah, Kudzu Cub. Just look for Kudzu Cub.
And I'm Tim Cub at Bear City. I'm Tim R. Cub at LiveJournal.
If you look on me for LJ, it's actually JohnJohn20. There you
John, go. John. With an H with both, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
20.
And I'm also TimCub@MySpace.com too.
Oh my God.
Don't forget XTube.
who's got an XTube?
We don't have any XTube.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yes, I do have an XTube account, but I don't have any videos. So.
Oh, you don't have a video yet.
Liar.
All
right.
On Twitter, I am. Box Tech. Then.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, Twitter. Guys, everybody listening, I'm also on Twitter. If you guys want to add me to, I'm Nard on Twitter. So everybody listening, yeah, follow me. Maybe I'll follow you. Okay. So
Nard and I let's go back and forth, usually about something that's going on with the Oh My Pod guys.
The Omo Pod guys. I really love them. They're really great. It's really
and no,
funny.
I'm not going to blog about the Aranos.
Aranos. Why not? That's what we've been talking about. But probably that's another.
I'm the top cub of this group, okay?
It doesn't matter. If it's
you
a
know
top
what,
or a
Tim?
Bottom.
I think we're going to have to change that.
Indeed.
Let's do it on air. Come on, let's do it. Come on.
This episode.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
now,
I guess
now do you see what our shows are like? We just kind of go off on tangents left and right.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we got to go, guys. It's more than 50. Oh, wait, about 50 minutes right now. It's almost an hour. I try to keep it under an hour or a bit less or so. Okay,
see
guys.
What LBA podcasters do? They keep it under an hour. See?
Yeah, and who talks and talks and talks about his week?
That's right. Tim is the
Who monopolizes the entire
Tim is
podcast?
The updater of the since the last episode. What happened to you, Tim? Yes.
What?
Okay, guys. So we gotta go. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening, everyone out there. If you guys want to send your comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and visit the official website at www.bearpodcast.com. And you can also leave your voice comments. And episode 200 is coming up, so voice comments will be great. 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments. Yeah, we'll play the show for episode 200, guys. And myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. So I'd like to thank Jeff, John, and Tim. Thank you very much for joining me in the show. It's awesome. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nard.
All right. So,
come back to our show soon.
Yeah, we'll do that. Probably in the near future. Okay, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear.
Woof.
Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear.
Is he gone now?
Is he gone? Now? Let's talk about him now.
God, John.
John's left.
He is so annoying. I'm kidding.
We love you, John.